This is an MUT Radio podcast.
MUT Radio, shape and own the future. This is MUT Cruise. Ladies and gentlemen, sesingenileke kwi main feast of the day. Hey. Mina sengilangazelele bafethu ukuzwa sine of a conversation esinayo la nodokotela yini ngiyabona ukuthi sina sengiqalile vele ngiyafunda kakhulu. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the time again, the main dish of today, Business Monday. Namhlanje we are joined by Dr. Sanele Gamede, the strategic life and career coach. Ngicela ukisho ke ilokhuzani introduction yakhe. Let me lower my background music because lo muntu mkhulu, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Gamede is a strategic life and career coach, the best-selling author of 4 books, an educational motivational speaker, an employability practitioner, the founder of Make a Mark Africa Youth Development, ENPO, a radio personality, the founder and the CEO of Ilatha Holdings, a personal development and a training company. Dr. Gamede recently graduated with a PhD and he holds multiple qualifications, including the Master of Social Science degree, the Bachelor of Social Science Honors degree, the Bachelor of Social Science degree, and a diploma in Advanced Leadership and Management. Dr. Gamede, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Tutu. Good morning, Putuami, and good morning to your listeners. Yes, I'm just...
We are mangal.
That's a cool new army. Yashley and I'm going to smile. I'm going to go introduce you. Putuami, it's great. What took you so long? Why am I
I've been trying to reach out to Dogotela. I don't know how.
In the office, I'm left him.
No, sing it call. No, sing it, sing it, actually, I'm happy with sing it, sing it. Dr. Gamede, thank you so much for honoring our invite. Just before Sikulume namhlanje, you recently graduated with your PhD. And you hold like multiple qualifications. Esengiwabalile.
Yeah.
Maningi kakhulu. Uma ngathiwa ngiyaqala phansi. I want to know ukuthi na how has the journey been?
The journey has been quite a journey. Ngingasho ukuthi it has been difficult.
Yes, they, yes.
It had some times where one will feel like we are give up. One will feel like this journey is too much.
Yeah.
It has been quite interesting at the same time. I mean, to look at how inspiring one has been to so many young people, especially as a career coach, where umuntu has inspired over 100 young people, engibasize personally, like personally, ukuthi bangene university, bangene ekhungweni ehlukile noma ehlukahlukene in the country. So it has been fruitful. It has been quite interesting, Putuami. Why do you ask that question?
I wanna know. Gutena, abanye would say, Gutena, okay, if you have made it to the top, you had like a backup of some sort. So I wanna know, Gutena, since uzofike lapha, you faced your challenges, like the fair share, a share of your challenges, and you made it through.
Yeah, Putuami, I think facing the fair share, I have, and I'm a living testimony. Ogutsi, it's possible because it's doable. I mean, doing grade 10 twice, grade 11 twice, and grade 12 twice, and then spending 10 years at university nonstop, doing first degree, first honors, second honors, masters, and PhD hasn't been something easy. So it has been quite a journey.
What has been your driving force? You made it here. I know there must be something or show Chazuktini that this is the only thing that made me push myself to the limit.
I think it background lansuka kona for it.
Yeah.
No vilap. Uvila. Not necessarily uvila. Not necessarily uvila, but angutandum sebenzi o hard labor. So ekukhulekhaya ekunamasimu kulinywa ngomoba kuna yonke namanje kusalinywa and ngivele ngifaka imali manje makuthiwa kuyolinywa. So I've never loved umsebenzi wezandla. Even my wife uhlezi engithethise ukuthi hey uyazi iglobe ishile ufuna izifakwe yimina and I'm like hey ngiyoze ngiwe lapha yana evalo wese manje sengudokotela. So I fold the excuse. So leyo nto leyo propelled me to study very hard. In fact my mom inspired me and she told me ukuthi sanele since ulomuntu uyena and I was very sick early nje in my days. So what you know what you need to study ukuze usebenze kahle ukuze uphile kahle. So I took that and I walked with it and up until this far.
I know mina nawe siyafana mina ngempela nami manual labor. I'm not a friend of manual labor. Makuthiwa kuyaqukulwa nje count me out. Today Dokotela we are discussing choosing the right career. Before we get to that, you are a strategic life and a career coach.
Yes.
Was this your dream or it is something you got interested in like along your journey?
I think that one into any discover sengiphakathi kuyona. I remember I didn't even name myself an educational motivational speaker,
yes,
a strategic youth life and a career coach. The work that I was doing defined me. My interest defined me. I used to go back and many other areas doing career guidance because I realized ukuthi I don't wish umuntu omnyama engafikilanga khona khona. Number two, I don't wish umuntu omnyama estruggleshe ukufika la ngikhona khona because it shouldn't be a struggle. So that propelled me to go back and ngiyosiza abanye abakithi abafowethu emakhaya. And then as I was doing that for over 10 years now, as I was doing that, that became who I am today. And then later I then named myself and people started naming me and then I absorbed those names and I started calling them.
Ilada, tell us about Ilada.
It's a personal development and training company, Putwami Eyaqala, as an internet and technology services. In my second book, I mentioned how the journey has been difficult. Ukufika UKZN nginganayo computer basics. Ngisuke emakhaya ngingazi lutho. I remember writing an assignment, I think a 2,000 words engayibhala kwaze kwasa because nginga understand the icon minimize. I used to click minimize ngephutha. Umsebenzi uvele uminimizeke ngingasazi ukuthi ubhekephi and then ngicishe laphayana ezansi. Remember ukuthi ngangisebenzela LN, ngangasebenzi ku personal laptop, so the work wouldn't be saved. So ngiphinde ngiswitche on. So I saw that frustration and I was like, you know what, umuntu emakhaya umntana emakhaya shouldn't struggle with computer skills, and I wanted to introduce that, but unfortunately that didn't work out and I changed the company from a technology and internet services into a personal development where now I do life skills, where I do coaching such as career and life coaching. So basically that's how Ilada Holdings has came about. Ngiqale on my final year at university 2013.
Ilada Holdings things as Kulumagenes, the founder and CEO Yayo. Let's get to the business of the day, namhlanjeke. Choosing the right career.
Yes.
For starters, what is a career?
When I was thinking about that, I thought maybe let me just, with your permission, go straight to my book titled Finishing Your Qualification in Record Time.
Please.
Where I have highlighted the issue of choosing a career and finishing the career that you have chosen in record time, especially for Abanda Basha students who are here at Mangosuthu. And I want to go to a definition from that. I've got two interesting definitions. Definitions of what is a career before you choose a career. So when you look at the word career from Ugoogle, it will give you multiples of definitions. But from there, the reason you'll get multiple definitions because Ugoogle doesn't know what are you talking about, which career are you referring to? Because Ugoogle is thinking of occupation. So the first definition of a career, it's what someone is doing for a living. So it's occupational, sort of the idea around ukuthi usebenza phi, wenzani, and all of that, such as being a nurse, a radio presenter, a lecturer, and so forth. And then the most interesting one, which is the second definition that I find very interesting, it's more complicated. It concerns an individual's progression through a series of jobs over his or her lifetime and includes that person's education and unpaid work experience, such as internships and voluntary opportunities. So when we define this in the issue of career in context, it covers everything related to a career development, including career choices and advancement. So your career has different parts on this definition. So, which is, I think, are definitions that umuntu omusha emakhaya, whether or say high school, or la a university, should actually look at. So, leyo qala as a high school, leyo sibili definition umuntu ososola ola esikhungweni semfundo ephakeme.
Yeah. So now I know that ubale ngokuthena it's a series of jobs.
Yes,
that means ukuthena you mustn't like stick to one umsebenzi oyiwani.
Yes.
But you can like take umsebenzi emningi. So I want to know, how can I choose now the right career for me? What is the first step?
Do you want le yabantwana base high school noma usho le umuntu osola esikoleni?
Asiqale lapha ezantsi high school.
Okay. So lapha high school there are three steps
that I've
also highlighted in my book as well. The first one is unpacking who you are. Just get a clear understanding of who you are. So untuthuko ubani, uthandani, ukhephebule kwenzeni, ini yini eminterest ayo, uzibone kuphi in the next 5 to 25 years and stuff like that.
Mm.
And then from there, the second step is then to look for a career that is in line with what defines untuthuko.
Yes, yes.
So you are a bubbly and a loving person, someone who loves to talk.
Mm.
You ended up being a radio presenter.
Yes.
So
yes.
You love entertaining people. You love informing people. You probably studied journalism.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure. So the second step is then looking at a career that is in line with who you are.
Yeah.
And then the last step that I've indicated is then unpacking the career ke manje le oso ibonile ukuthi it goes well with who you are. Unpack that career ukuthi itholakala kuphi, ifundela isikhathi esinganani, imalini, uphuma uwenze ini mase ufundele yona, akhona invela ama opportunities and all of that. So those are the three basic and very important steps. Of course, I'm just highlighting that in a nutshell, but if you go deeper, you will find in the book that I've unpacked and I've given you some of the questions that will help you understand the issue of choosing a career. And of course, maso fikile la, it's a mera ke manje esikhungweni semfundo ephakeme, usuyichuzile i public relations.
Yes.
Now is then you need to combine ama modules that speaks directly to where you wanna be. With these public relations. You need to pick ama modules and combine them in a way that it will give you an opportunity ukuthi ungabi stuck. Maso uphumile ne diploma or a degree in public relations. Ngisho ukuthi ntutu. Ngisho ukuthi uma uhlanganisa ama modules kahle, wenzela ukuthi noma ngakuthiwa awuqashwa ngeredweni, uyakwazi ukuqashwa i private sector, ube i social media manager, wenze public relations, wenze i marketing and advertising, because kule degree noma kule diploma you would have chosen or marketing, you have chosen in new media, you would have done in media, you would have done a combination within the diploma or the degree in PR. That's choosing a career when you are now la esikhungweni semfundo ephakeme.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, ikhona incwadi yakhe. I think yonke lento okhuluma ngayo udokotela uDr. Gamede uzayithola. Now, I have chosen the career, wanginika ama steps and all that now.
Yes.
What are the benefits of choosing the right career for myself?
I think we'll never have what I normally go through uma kuqala unyaka if you choose a career.
Yes.
Normally uma kuqala unyaka ebututuko or any time of the year when I do career coaching, especially abazali uma bengikondakthile. What I normally find out ukuthi umzali is either saying, hey Sanele, kunomntana wami owenza unyaka wesibili noma owenza unyaka wesithathu ukuthi lento akayithandi akayira. So if you choose the right career, you will avoid those kind of situations where you are in the middle of what you are doing and now you think, no, this is not what I want.
Yeah.
Two, you will avoid wasting so much time, you will avoid wasting so much money, and you will not delay yourself from reaching that goal of ukuhlala lapha kuloya muzi ofisa kuyona lezinto ofisa ukuzenza nale mpilo ofuna ukuyiphila, because from education butwami there are opportunities akwenza ukuthi uphile le mpilo le oyifisa usesencane, le moto le oyihalela ufisa ukuhamba ngayo.
Ladies and gentlemen, now we know kutena the steps someone can take to ascertain kutena they are choosing the right career.
Yeah.
Now someone is doing the course that they are not like really into.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are not sure kutena whether this course is gonna grant them with the career they always wanted to do or to pursue. But because of the age and finding and so forth, they really like think kutena they do not have that option of changing the course. What can be ilokuzana I advise yakho kulowo muntu lowo?
It's a very complicated situation at some point.
Yes.
Butwami, I sort of try to avoid that that question all the time, because lapho kusuke sekubhlungu mfowethu. Number one, in some situations I will pick different scenarios.
Yes.
In some scenarios when I assess the situation before I speak with the person in a career coaching session, I normally advise lo muntu lo ukuthi pursue that career. You will never know what will come out from there.
Okay.
Mangithi you'll never know. Angisho ukuthi hlala and say, of course, akwenzeki intando yakho. No. Ngisho ukuthi as you continue studying that career, let's say you are doing law, for example, and you realize ukuthi ish ungathi akusiyona into engisethen ngayo lena, and because of senginikezwe ibhasari mangake ngishintshelana ngizolahlekelwa yonke into ngithi mina into ongayenza, I think you need to dive deeper into looking into the career. If is there any way that the career will in the future redirect you to where you want to be. For example, you are interested in radio, right?
Yes.
And you are currently doing agriculture la emangosuthu ngezisibonelo.
Yes.
And then you realize ukuthi man, I'm not someone othanda ukuyolima, njengoba bowushilo ukuthi hard labor and manual labor and so forth. But you can be an agricultural activist. Which could then use the media platform to pursue the issue of encouraging young people to get into agriculture.
Yeah.
We are going to see MUT is accepted to speak in that to speak on that issue, because you have a background in agriculture.
Yes.
You have a clear understanding of what is agriculture. Even someone who's subscribing to your YouTube channel, to your podcast, when they look at your background, they know as much as efundela ilaw.
Yeah.
Ngizoyilalela i-podcast yakhe ekhuluma ngomthetho, because lo muntu ufunde. Uyabona ukuthi in a way usuyi radio presenter, usuya uyi entertainer, you manage to use what you were doing to then dive into where you actually wanted to be.
Ube spokesperson bafethu. Mawungathanda ukuqukula nje vele ukukhuluma. Aba radio presenter yakhuluma. The way graduation atenzeka lapha dokotela ezathi ngase same like for the the past whole week. Past week. Yes.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. Yeah. Congratulations to all the graduates.
To everyone.
I've got actually an awesome book for them.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give them a chapter for free just because of you.
Oh wow. Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah. You know, okay, MUT Radio, okay, yeah, shaping and owning the future.
Let me shape someone's future. I'm going to give them a chapter before I leave, or from that book.
Ah, Amazing. Now best call all up here now the gazebos, ama banners and everything. And ama colleague one bit in a bamba and two and it's mina young zane mana lefa young zane mana lefa. Dr. Ella, there is a question from our listener here. It's Sia Dube from a Beach Water residence, a residence here corner like Kaya. Utena, I want to know from Dr. Ella, Utena, now, I'm doing mechanical engineering.
Yes.
Can he tell me, Utena, how can I go about, choosing maybe, one of the careers or jobs, enzeka we mechanical engineering, Utena? How can I go about, because angwathandi kahle kahle ama mechanic, ama mechanics.
Yes.
Oh, and what's under my mechanics, but njengamanje I'm stuck because I'm doing my last year.
Mechanical engineering.
Yes, mechanical engineering. Yeah. Sia Dube from a Beach Water residence.
Yeah, it goes back to saying Dr. Feldman.
Yes.
So yeah, I think it goes back to the idea of exploring.
Yeah.
It's mangenzi employability coaching. It's sit down and list down your qualifications.
Yes.
That's when I'm talking to someone who's looking for a job.
Yeah.
And it's sit down and look for and list down my qualifications on now from your metric.
Mm.
Number two, would it look into the skills that you have learned.
Yeah.
From the career.
Yes.
Or
yes.
From the qualifications that you have.
Yeah.
What are the skills that you have learned from mechanical engineering, which from Guona, you can run away from Lendongaitand, Njengosia, and go into one of the skills and explore one of the skills that you have learned or two of the skills. For example, Usia Agatandi, Ugu, excuse me, Uguts into oil.
Yeah.
Angaz mechanical in Yakabanga with Yakani.
Yeah,
Uguts into oil and I'm going to do it. But Usia could go into the business side of mechanical engineering, which means Usia is starting a business that sells mechanical parts. Angaz no money biza.
Perfect. Perfect.
But the mechanical engineering gives him a validation. We understand the machine. Angaba umuntu othengisa imishini, angaqala business. And of course, angeke uthi uphuma nje uyigraduate emva kwaloko so uyaqala uyoba nestolo or uyoba nebusiness. But ungahamba uyosebenza mhlawumbe in a marketing firm that deals with ukumarketwa kwale machine then.
Perfect. And also engaba tutor, a private tutor for
or engineering.
Yeah.
There is quite a lot. That's why ngithi buka ama skills that you have obtained from kule ama qualifications now and from the skills hlala phansi ubuka indaba yokuthi who is looking for those skills. Mangabe kune skills and maths or stolile from the qualifications, who is looking for that?
Nang utandi soga, Eppen Life Residence, utena great stuff from doctor. I wanna know where can I get his books. Okay, uzok jelak.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Sia. Now we turn this one. Now, Doc, you are the man of many parts.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
of many parts. You are also the best selling author of 4 books. Where can we get our copies of these books? And please just share the contact details, Utena. How can we access your services?
But I ngale engithembise labe be graduate.
Yeah.
Abaphumile. Namanje ngisasho ngithi congratulations to all of them. They can go to my website.
Yeah.
It's www.sanelegamede.com/jobs. They will get the free chapter that I spoke about. It's not an entire book.
Yes,
they will get just a chapter from my first book, which helps employability. But just go to my shop on my website. You can buy everything. So kamedesanele.com /shop, or you can just, once you are there on the website, go to my shop. There is quite a lot of things that are there which will be very beneficial for umdomusha. But I always give izinto zamahala mina. I'm always that person who likes to offer. Yes.
Yeah.
So leyo ukuthi incwadi zami tholakala uma ufuna hard copy ikhona kuma bookshops afana no Fun Sky, no Provision Books. So you can always go there and get incwadi zami. Some of my books, I think the last 2 books, they're not available in any shops except my shop on my website. Wow. So the last book that I've just recently published, yonage imahala, but Aitolagali eitolo, and Aitolagali even on my website. It's only available if you buy a course that I did recently on how to focus and avoid distractions in a TikTok era. So for someone uti ngifuna ukuqeda na degree, but I'm totally distracted. TikTok. So I'm teaching on that course on how to avoid my distractions.
Yes.
Whether ukashiwe, whether you are running your business and you see with abasebenzi bakho, they are constantly distracted abayiqalile. Most cases, it's because they are distracted. And I'm a 36, but I'm as of manga as ukuthi people go 8 days, go 8 hours about 7 hours.
Yeah.
They are only productive for 3.5
3.5 hours.
In max, 3.5.
My 7 are my challenges, I got TikTok.
So, with that. And in corner, go social media, uka mede, sanele, almost in all social media platforms, umawea go Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, on my page, ngu sanele kamede, SA. You will get me there. And of course, I'm available for coaching. Labo abathi sanele, I need a mentor. I need a coach.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not for free, but I do run mentorship and coaching programs. I'm a hala through my organization.
Yeah.
There is a program called Free Mentorship at the Park program, which we are running. It's launched a branch even emlazi. So that's where you will receive mentorship. Across the country, Ethiopia, Tanzania, Zimbabwe, Swaziland. That's where I run my free coaching. But for personal, you will have to pay for them.
You are paying for that, definitely, Dogotela. They have to pay. They have to pay. So, Dogotela, on Facebook, Ukona, Dr. Sanele Kamede, strategic and career coach.
Yes.
Ukhona ke sizomthola abafethu enkundleni zokuxhumana. Ladies and gentlemen, there are questions abenginawo for Dokotela, but unfortunately it's cut to sesiyashaya because I'm going out ngo 11 o'clock sidedele laphayana intokazi yakwamncayi with ihlanganani midday show. Dokotela, thank you so much for honoring J invite yami la kwi MUT Cruise. Siyabonga.
Thank you so much, Putwami. It's such an honor. Ngiyajabula. You have a very beautiful studio. You should actually, it represents the MUT so well.
Yeah.
So I like it. I will take a picture and I will share on social media so that you can see the studio as well.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.